Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Com. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
You're a coach your kids' soccer team, do all the yard work, run errands all day kind of baseball fan. We know watching every single Rangers game.
This is the home of your Rangers, Cowboys, and Major College Football. We are DFW Sports Station, 105.3, The Fan, KRLD-FM and HD1, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. An Odyssey station.
Your turn it on, leave it on. Home of America's team is 105.3 The Fan.
Hello, baby.
KRLD FM and HD1, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program was paid for by Texas Lending. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Texas Lending or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of KRLD FM or Odyssey.
Hello, I'm Kevin Miller. Let me tell you about TexasLending.com.
We loan everywhere, man.
No, no, cut.
We loan everywhere,
no,
man.
No, 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 no.
That's because
whoa,
we can't.
Whoa,
what?
You said you could sing.
That was good.
That's blood curdling. Kevin, you better stick to mortgage lending and let me do the singing.
We loan in Dallas, Fort Worth, Frisco, Flower Mound, Bedford, Burleson, Bartonville, Blue Mound, North Lake, South Lake, West Lake, Louisville, Gainesville, Glen Road, Lake Water, Colleyville, Poetry, Paradise, Plano, Red Oak, Rowlett, Rockwall, Roanoke, No Joke.
We're TexasLending.com. We're a different kind of mortgage company. Call us at 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600, or see us at 4100 Alpha Road, Dallas, 75244.
We loan in Grapevine, Greenville, Granbury, Grandview, Hillsboro, Whitesboro, Winsboro, Valley View, Coffin, Kelder, Corsicana, Kennedale, Cedar Hill, Spring Hill, Saginaw, Sunnyvale.
We're TexasLending.com. We loan everywhere.
Call 972-387-4600. License 137-773. Equal housing lender.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another wonderful weekend of blissful mortgage talk, the one thing you dream about every day when you wake up in the morning, and only one day of the week you get the joy of Saturday. The TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, been here on The Fan for probably 8 or 9 years or so to share with you all the things you want to know about buying, refinancing, getting a home equity loan. Maybe you're a veteran and trying to get a VA loan, or maybe you need an FHA loan or some kind of a home equity line of credit. That's what we're going to talk about today. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com, and I want to share with you all your options. So make sure you get in touch with me today. It's an easy process. You get your questions in, I answer them for you before you have to start that stress of starting a mortgage loan all by yourself. When you're sitting there and you have anxiety about whether you're going to get that loan, is your loan going to be $100,000? Is it going to be $2.5 million? Somewhere in between. There's all different kind of loan sizes done in Dallas-Fort Worth and around Texas. Make sure you and your family are calling TexasLending.com. The text line is 972-387-4600. Get your text in early and often. I want to make sure I'm answering for you. And we are back in the saddle here. It's been a long ride in the mortgage, in the golf world, the junior golf world. My son's is a junior golfer. We travel around the country playing in big tournaments. Most recently in the U.S. Junior Amateur Tournament a couple weeks ago out in South Carolina. Next week we're heading to the U.S. Amateur where he's qualified for that as well. So hopefully we can get a good show in for you next week when we're at the U.S. Amateur. But for now, we want to answer your questions right here, right now, 972-387-4600. A lot of things going on in the world. Things are changing. Mortgage rates in the last week hit their highest level that they've been pretty much in the last 20 years or so. And so if you are out there and you already got your loan locked, good for you. Mortgage rates are moving. Yesterday was a decent day. They actually moved back a little bit yesterday. They had this jobs report that came out yesterday. Man, do they make that thing hard to read for people to figure out what's going on. But a lot of people do, and just some facts. They said 187,000 new jobs were created. But deep within those numbers, there's so many numbers that it really is quite a task to figure out what's going on. I was reading a report where there was actually 580,000 full-time jobs lost. 580,000 first-time jobs reported lost last month, but they reported nearly a million new part-time jobs. So people working, a lot of people working second jobs or part-time jobs. So I guess 180,000 new jobs created, but you know, when 580,000 full-time jobs are lost. And then they also had some, they said there were some new jobs created because new businesses were created, and they do a calculation that say based on new businesses, there should be this many people that were hired. So in the end, what did it do? The markets got a little bit weirded out by it. The bond markets rallied a little bit yesterday, but in the end, your 10-year bond this week is one of the highest it's been in the last, well, since the rates started rising a year and a half ago. And so what does that mean? That means your mortgage rates, again, finished the week at probably the highest they've finished, maybe the highest they've finished any time in the last year and a half. You're seeing rates now. We're seeing rates in the rate sheet, a lot of them, 7 to 8% right now for your first liens. In a lot of cases, you might still find a couple options for some FHA loans and somewhere in the sixes. But yeah, right now you're sitting at one of the highest you've been in a while. So if you are out there getting that home loan, good news is there are people still buying, and TexasLending.com wants to help you get into that home. So make sure you get in touch with us today. Okay, we already got questions coming in. We have one that right out of the gates. Someone wants to know, is it better to pay off a collection rather than taking a chance of another collection company buying it, thus keeping it on your credit report for longer? Is it better to pay off a collection? You know, if it's already in collection, the question is, so imagine you're sitting here and you have a credit report. And on your credit report, it shows a collection. Some company has one of your creditors, you know, they've written off your debt as a collection, and there's a collection company on it. Now, sometimes collection companies sell it to another collection company. Well, it's showing on your credit as a collection, and that can harm your credit. Well, what if you just leave it there, and then now that collection company sells it to another collection company? Now, you know, you might be able to go on to a website, and you can go onto that website and you can look at your credit. It's a free look. Everyone gets one free credit report per year. And this is government mandated, one free credit report per year. And so they have a mandated website called annualcreditreport.com. That's A-N-N-U-A-L, annualcreditreport.com. Once per year, you can go out and look at it. You're not going to get your credit score just by pulling that credit. You can actually pay for it on that website if you want to get your scores from Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. But what you can do is you can go in there, and it's going to show you all the things on your credit, whether there's collections or judgment, you know, who's inquiring your credit, all these things. If there's something that's not accurate on your credit, You can dispute it right on that website. You can just click on it and say, I dispute this. Now, make sure if you're disputing it, it's an actual dispute. And you're not trying to dispute something that's factual. If it's not factual, for example, when I looked at my credit report one time on there and it said there was a judgment against me. And it showed there was a judgment against you from this court. I said, wait a minute. There was a judgment against the other. I'm the one who won the judgment against the other person. So I disputed it there and they took it off my credit. I didn't even know it was there. But you need to take a look at those things and find out. That's a free credit report, annualcreditreport.com. And, you know, if you have a collection on there, I don't know all the rules about whether a collection company, if they sell it to another collection company, they have to start the clock anew as if you have a brand new debt. But you, if that did happen, you should be able to say, wait a minute, this debt was from this many years ago, because it can only stay on your credit for a fixed amount of time. But is it better to pay it off? You know, I don't know if it's any better. If it's already in collection, you know, then, and your credit report's already reflecting that on your report, I'm not going to give you credit advice, but in terms of trying to apply for a mortgage, we see it all the time. There's old collections, and if they're already on there, and they're not required to be paid off in terms of getting approved for the loan, because when we get your loan application in, we type it into a mortgage algorithm. These algorithms are primarily owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, and we type it into their mortgage approval algorithm, and it's going to kick out whether you're approved or not. And it doesn't usually say you have to pay off this collection. And, you know, that is not typically a requirement to get approved for a loan, depending on your overall status. So check it out and see what you get approved for on a mortgage. You know, it's a free call to TexasLending.com. It's a free application. We see if you're approved, find out what you qualify for. And one of our loan officers there will make sure they look through your situation and find out what you can do. So you can start there today at 972-387-4600 or go online and apply at TexasLending.com. So appreciate your question. Make sure you get your questions in now. Here's a person. Jesse's texting in. Says he listens every Saturday. Find out what loan would best suit Jesse for a purchase of a home. First-time home buyer with a $10,000 down payment. And credit score 740, so great credit score. Current home they're trying to purchase is valued at $260,000. Jesse, if you can retext me your income, I'll give you an idea whether you qualify for that loan. If any of you are trying to get a home purchase done, text me the following information at 972-387-4600. It's just a brief cursory overview. You know, it's not a pre-approval in any way. It's just kind of giving you some ideas so those ideas can have you then getting your mind prepared for when you do apply for a mortgage. But send me your current income per year, your down payment, and your credit score. I'll give you an idea of what kind of loan you should be thinking about, what kind of loan payment you might be able to qualify for. You can get going in that regard. So text me at 972-387-4600. But Jesse, hopefully I can help you out there. Oh, texted me that makes $75,000 yearly, $75,000. So that's about $6,200 a month or so, somewhere in there. So we're at about $6,200 a month. If you take one-third of that, Jesse, take one-third of $6,200, you're somewhere around let's call it $2,100 a month is what your income or what your payment should be. On a $260,000 purchase value, then that $10,000 down, what does that cover? $10,000 down. If you were going to get a first-time home buyer loan of, call it 3% down, that's typically a Fannie Mae or some kind of Freddie Mac loan, a 3% down first-time home buyer's loan, okay? You qualify based on just, there's a lot of qualifications for a mortgage, but some of them are going to be credit score, whether your debt to income is right, whether you have everything else ready to go as well, whether you have the down payment required. But first-time homebuyer loans can be done for as little as 3% down. They come with different rates and APRs. And if you put 5% down or 20% down, and so they have different mortgage insurance on those loans because there's less down. So they're typically higher mortgage insurance. But on a conventional loan, the minimum down is 3% for a first-time home buyer. If you're trying to get an FHA loan, it's 3.5% out of pocket minimum. 3.5% of the sales price minimum out of pocket. So one can be done with 3.5% out of pocket. The other one could be 3% down. You can work to negotiate the closing costs with the seller. Work with your realtor, preferably TDT Realtors out of Arlington. Go to TDT Realtors. They're going to find a home in your zip code that you're looking for. They'll help you negotiate those closing costs with the seller. For your income of $6,200 a month or so, $2,100 should be in line. We don't know the rest of your debts, like whether you have a car payment or, Jesse, whether you have a Victoria's Secret, you know, payment that, you know, that's supposed to be a secret, but, you know, everyone knows now. But anyway, we don't know if you have one of those things on your credit and what your overall debts are. The thing is this, a purchase price of $260,000 with your down payment that you're looking at, it sounds like it can work. It sounds like that's right where you're going to be, actually. With a $260,000 loan, you're 3 or 3.5% down or out of pocket. Now, there's closing costs there. You're going to, with your down payment, I don't know what you save for closing costs, but it can be negotiated. In many cases, it can be negotiated to have the seller pay it. Sometimes the lender can increase your interest rate, which is what would happen to help pay your closing cost. Right now, with where the rates are, many of you are going to try to squeeze in closing cost into your interest rate. It's very difficult right now because the rates are nearly a 20 to 25 year high right now. Because of that, then it squeezes the mortgage industry's ability to cover closing cost out of the interest rate. Mortgage companies aren't being paid the 7 to 8% interest rates that you're being paid. The majority of that interest rate you're being paid is being paid to the people that invest in the mortgages. The mortgage companies, most of them, 99% of them, sell the mortgages to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac pay investors in their bonds the majority of the interest rate. The mortgage company keeps, listen here, the mortgage company typically keeps 0.25% of the interest rate you pay. That's regardless of whether your rate's at 4, 5, 7, 10. On a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan, the mortgage servicer is keeping 0.25% interest per year. That's what they get paid, 0.25% per year on that big loan amount. The rest of that interest, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are using that to pay bond buyers or bonds, the people that, and bond investors who buy their bonds. So people invest in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac bonds out of their 401k, out of their pension funds, insurance companies buy them. They buy these things. The point is this. We're what you're looking at right here, you're 3% to 3.5% out of pocket, plus your closing cost. It's hard to roll those closing costs into the interest rate right now because the market is squeezed. The market doesn't believe rates are going to stay where they are for long. They think these rates are going to turn around and not going to be 8%. They might be at 5% or 5.5% 6 months from now. And if so, they're afraid that your loan is going to get refinanced. So they don't want to buy the loan, these loans. They don't want to pay a lot of money for these loans from mortgage companies. So what's that mean for you? That means it's going to be a better option for you in most cases for you to have the seller. This is just facts here. It's going to be easier to have the seller pick up the closing costs than it will be, or you're going to have to pay the closing costs out of pocket, than it will be for the mortgage company to cover the closing cost. It changes week to week, by the way. Rates have risen about 0.5% in the last month. A month ago, there was some room in there for mortgage companies to maybe cover some of your closing costs out of the interest rate. Right now, it's hard to do that. So Good start for you, Jesse. Call our company, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Get in touch with us now. Hey, text your question in 972-387-4600. I'll get them answered here, but got to take a break. So get your question in now during the break. We'll get back to them when we get back after these messages on 105.3 The Fan.
What's up, Tolos? This is Bobby Belt for State of the Art Weight Loss, here to tell you about the wonderful team of expert nutritionists at SOTA. That's S-O-T-A. Summer is my family's favorite time of year. My three kids are out of school. We get extra daylight, take family trips, hang out at the pool. It's the time of year when we make some of our longest lasting memories. And thanks to the over 50 pounds I've lost with SOTA, I'm enjoying all of those things even more this year. SOTA has seven beautiful in-office facilities around DFW. I go to the Hillcrest location in Dallas, and one of the best things about the SOTA team is how supportive and encouraging they are. They aren't just coldly handing you a list of rules. They're genuinely invested in you as a person and helping you develop a healthier relationship with food. If you've struggled with weight for most of your adult life like I have, you're going to want to visit SOTA's website at sotaweightloss.com and begin your own journey to a happier, healthier lifestyle. Trust me, you're going to be glad that you did. So join me, Bobby Belt, as I'm now fitting into a smaller belt. Visit sotaweightloss.com. SOTA Weight Loss is, say it with me now, state of the art.
Hello, I'm Eric Thomason, owner of Blue Nail Roofing. This summer, hire Blue Nail to install your new roof and get a free solar-powered attic ventilation system for your home. Engineered attic ventilation puts money back in your pocket in several ways. First, it lowers your electric bills all summer long, reduces the load on your AC system, prevents dangerous moisture and mold buildup, and prolongs the lifespan of your new roof. In addition to the free solar-powered attic ventilation system, you'll get Blue Nail's lifetime workmanship warranty on your new roof. Call us today and make your next roof Blue Nail strong and get a free solar-powered attic ventilation system for your home. Call 855-255-1975. That's 855-255-1975. On the web, BlueNailRoofing.com. That's BlueNailRoofing.com.
When your hair, remember Blue Nail.
Got chronic joint pain but want to avoid steroids and surgery? Take some advice from Dallas's football legend, Emmitt Smith. Call QC Kinetics.
Let QC Kinetics help you improve your quality of life with biologic therapies that get your body to repair and restore damaged tissues.
QC Kinetics is now open in Dallas-Fort Worth, bringing exciting new treatments for joint pain.
Trust me, you want to avoid surgery if you can. Check out these biologic treatments to see what your options are.
QC Kinetics, restorative, regenerative solutions with no downtime, no surgery.
I'm talking about joint pain we all can relate to in your knees, your shoulders, your hips, and your lower back. They'll get you feeling good again.
Get relief now with natural treatment options, biologic therapies with lasting results.
What are you waiting on? Make the call to QC Kinetics. Tell them Emmitt Smith sent you.
Call now for your free consultation. 972-972-8610. QC Kinetics is here. 972-972-8610. 972-972-8610.
We are back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Happy to share with you the information that you need to make a decision about a home. Appreciate your questions that can be asked at 972-387-4600. We also have loan officers that are going to be here all day today. While it's just warm enough to go outside without wearing your mittens, you may, if you don't want to go outside and have your hair singed, you might want to just stay inside and call a loan officer at 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. I used to work in the pizza world back in when I was just starting out life, when I was about 15 years old. I worked in pizzas for 5 years, and we used to have those rotary ovens, and I used to have to stick my head in those ovens when they had two-for-one pizzas on Wednesday. And the hair would singe, and you know, you could smell your hair singeing, and you get home and your hair was all crunchy in the top because you're always sticking your head in the oven. It's kind of like that when you stick your head outside right now in Dallas-Fort Worth. But you gotta appreciate the warm, because when the cold comes, you know how miserable that is. Just remember that inch of ice we had for a week last year, last winter. And appreciate the warm. At least it's not too humid up here. And anyway, while it is warm, get your loan into TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Text me your questions. Maybe you have a cash issue. Maybe you have debt payments that are eating up your income. Maybe your high credit card payments, which keep going up with the Federal Reserve continuing to raise rates. Maybe that's affecting you. Well, make sure you call TexasLending.com. We'll take a look and see whether a home equity line of credit is right for you or a cash back refinance is right for you. some people who would want a cashback refinance. While these home equity lines of credit, by the way, there are some new options for lines of credit. Most of them are around 10% or so, but there's some better deals in some cases. But if you want that second lien, maybe a lot of you have several hundred thousand of equity in your house. You want to pay off your credit card, put some money in your bank, get ready for your kids going to school, do some improvements. A line of credit, a home equity line of credit, can be started with TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600, to go online and apply. We'll take a look and see which is best for you. Get it started today. Text me your question. Let me know if I can help you with one of those or which is the better deal. Text me what you currently owe on your house if you're trying to get that line of credit or cash out. Text me what you currently owe. What is the value of your house? Text me that, the value and what you owe. Text me your credit score and your current rate. So what's your credit score and your current rate? And then what you owe in your house and what it's worth. If you text me that information, I'll give you an idea whether it's a better idea to do the cash out or maybe you want to do the home equity line of credit. Get in touch with me now, 972-387-4600. Okay, here's a question. Crazy question. This is a crazy question to help explain to the wife. To help explain to the wife. Currently have three houses. They have a house worth $650,000 with some equity in it. They have a house worth $450,000 with some equity in it. And they have a $450,000 house, which is paid off. So they have two $450,000 houses. One of them is paid off. One of them has some equity. The other one is a $650,000 house, and they have some equity. Says the wife wants a bigger house. We live in house number one, the big one, the 651. But with the current rates, they don't believe it makes sense to get into another house at a higher rate unless they sold the other two houses and paid the cash for the new house. The question is from this person, am I crazy? They want to, so these are the functional parts of this question. One, they have a crazy question they want to help explain to the wife, and then it gets to, am I crazy? Mathematically, it just doesn't make sense to me to do without selling at least two of them. Well, you are a married person. And as a married person, you know that it's going to take you to absorb all aspects of being crazy in order for the marriage to continue and be happy. It's just the way things are. You just absorb the crazy, and then you says, yes, I am crazy, but regardless of whether you're crazy or not, that doesn't help the situation. You need to now make a decision of whether you want to make your spouse happy. And that is the key to a long marriage. So this is like mortgage counseling. This is marriage counseling. Marriage is a mortgage. They're very similar. They have a lot of the same letters in them, but they're very close. And a mortgage can drive you crazy. But don't let the mortgage make your marriage crazy. So the point is, you might need to go down path number three, and that bigger house is that. I don't know if that's what's going to make it last, but of course I'm kidding everybody on some of the stuff. But the point is I don't know what you want to do there, but you have some options, and you know, happy wife, happy life, right? So let's get going on that. Call TexasLending.com. Maybe we can take a look at it and see what your options are. But I do know this. If you do put 40% down on the new house, you're going to get your best deal on the mortgage rate. If you put 40% down on the new house, you are going to get the best mortgage rate. And so there might be some options there for you. Get in touch with us at TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600. Next question. My name is Thomas. I appreciate everyone sharing their name today. My name is Thomas, retired, 100% disabled veteran, first-time home buyer. They make around $160,000 annually, and they have credit scores of 720 to 750, with total debt around $50,000, including a new vehicle. They don't have a lot of cash. Well, the good news is, Thomas, if you're a disabled veteran, there's the VA loan for you. The VA loans don't require a down payment. So there doesn't need to be a lot of cash for the down payment. These days, you can typically negotiate closing costs with the seller, and maybe the seller can help cover some of those closing costs for you. So with no down payment required, the VA funding fee financed in a loan. It's actually a much lower VA funding fee since you're a disabled veteran. Depending on, since you're a retired 100% disabled veteran, so that's going to be in your favor in terms of the funding fee. It's going to be great for you there. Depending on your overall debt ratio, it sounds like you're going to be able to qualify for a nice home there. Your $160,000 you make per year, you're making about $13,000 a month. And so you should be able to qualify for mortgage payments between $4,000 and $5,000. I would say about $4,000 payment on a house, somewhere in that ballpark. You have to take a look because depending on how that $50,000 of debt that you have, it says including a new vehicle. If the majority of that debt's the vehicle, whether the majority of that debt is credit cards. Credit cards can, at $50,000 of credit cards, that would be a hefty payment. On $50,000 of a vehicle, the payment wouldn't be quite as much. We have to take a look and see what your debt-to-income ratio is. VA loans fit within a window there in your debt-to-income ratio. You're going to want to be under 45% of your overall income when it comes to all your debt that's credit cards, your car payment and such, in your house. So when it does come to you trying to get approved, I don't know what kind of home price you're looking for, but VA loans don't have a maximum limit right now. So you should be able to go out there and find an option for you under the VA loan. And call TexasLending.com or go online and apply. One of our loan officers will get you pre-approved. It's a free pre-approval. We'll look at your numbers. We'll send you a free pre-approval letter after you're pre-approved. We'll send you that letter. We can text that to you or email that to you. You'll talk to your loan officer. They'll run your numbers. It's all free until you get a contract in a house where you have to, put earnest money and then pay for an appraisal. Until you put a contract on a house, you're not going to have anything out of pocket with TexasLending.com. We're going to take a look at your situation, get you fully pre-approved, company here in your backyard. So make sure you get in touch with us at 972-387-4600. Go online and apply today at TexasLending.com. Get your question in at that same number. Text me now your questions, and I'll be happy to answer them for you. And we can take a look and see if it works for you. Next question, our current home is paid off. It's worth between $350,000 and $375,000. My credit score is around 645. Wife's is at 670. Together we gross around 145 to 165. And they're looking to buy a home between $550,000 to $600,000. They want to put down $75,000. You know, that's interesting. This is very similar to the situation we were just talking about with Thomas the veteran. This person, they want to buy a home between $550,000 and $600,000. They want to put down $75,000. If they did get a home between $550,000 and $600,000, if they did qualify for a $4,000 to $4,500 payment on their mortgage, that's the ballpark. They're right in the ballpark they're looking for. And so they said their lender has quoted 7% interest. And their debt-to-income ratio is good. What would be wise to continue with their home purchase or now wait? Should be looking for less home. You know, if you qualify for the house, if it's the home of your dreams, if you want to, you marry the house, you date the interest rate. If the rates go down, hopefully someday they do. We don't know if they're ever going to in the next 30 years. But we do, we know that you're in Dallas-Fort Worth, which is growing and people are moving here. And if you find the home you like, if you have a payment you can live with, if you have equity around so that you can survive that rainy day, then if that's the home you like, then that might be a good idea. As a matter of fact, if you're sitting on that 7% rate, be careful because that rate could rise. The rates are going up recently. Hopefully they don't continue to do that. But, inflation is out there and it's hard to get under control. And so it seems to be an ongoing issue. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com. We'll get you pre-approved, see if there's a better rate we qualify you for. But go ahead and sit down with the spouse, find out whether it's going to work for you, and make a decision, and don't look back. And we'll be happy to be there for you at TexasLending.com. I got to take a break. Get your questions in now during the break. When we come back, I'll answer them for you, whether you want to get a home equity loan, whether you're trying to purchase a house. It's 972-387-4600. That's your text line. Text me now. I'll be happy to answer your questions when we come back after these messages on 105.3 The Fan.
When it comes to buying a home, you need to look into the benefits of working with a company in your own backyard. It starts with TexasLending.com, a company that's been here for over 20 years, helping you with a free pre-approval, a free pre-approval letter, and then referring you to one of our realtor partners to help you getting that special attention you need in your own backyard. Start today with TexasLending.com.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas 77042, NMLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Come watch your Dallas Cowboys practice during training camp presented by American Airlines at the Star in Frisco from August 22nd through 24th. Featuring three back-to-back days of open practice, training camp kicks off with Cowboys Night on August 22nd, including games and giveaways on the plaza, a can't-miss performance by the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, and a welcome address from Jerry Jones. Training camp is free and open to the public. Visit DallasCowboys.com/training camp for more info.
Hello, this is Chip with Diamond J Properties. Are you looking for land or unrestricted acreage? You're invited to our land sale on August 19th, where you can get 5 acres for only $49.99. That's right, 5 acres starting at $49.99. These properties feature mature hardwoods, beautiful pasture land, panoramic views, creeks, ponds, and lakes. Each lot has road frontage, county water, and power. There's no HOA and no restrictions. This is a one-day land sale by appointment only on August 19th. Call now to book your private appointment. Call 214-307-9248. That's 214-307-9248. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 214-307-9248.
Hi, I'm Jeff Stewart with Reliant Air Conditioning. Did you know that at some AC companies, the service techs and the sales guys work as a team? Here's how it works. The sales guy literally parks around the corner and waits. After about 5 minutes in your attic, the service tech comes down and says, well, the bad news is you need a whole new system, but the good news is my sales guy just happens to be in the area. Next thing you know, you're pressured into buying a new system you probably didn't need, and they simply split the commission and move on to the next victim. At Reliant Air Conditioning, we provide comfort to homeowners who don't want to be taken advantage of. Right now, you can combine factory and utility rebates to save over $5,000 on a brand new system. So call two other companies first, and then call Reliant Air Conditioning, and you'll see how we've been gimmick-free since 83. Our number's 877-YOUR-HERO, or schedule your free estimate online at ReliantAirConditioning.com.
Reliant Air Conditioning, call 877-YOUR-HERO.
Bosch tools are built for workers. Bosch's powerful hammer drill has kickback control to help work go more smoothly when you need it. The 2-in-1 impact driver and wrench quickly changes between bits and sockets, so you only need one tool instead of two. And the X-Lock grinder switches wheels up to 5 times faster than standard grinders when you need to change tasks in a hurry. Bosch tools take care of the job and you. Bosch tools, what hard workers deserve. Learn more at BoschTools.com.
Sean Sharif here, and if you're an electrician and want to work for a company that believes in people before profits and have fun, Robert Loomis, owner of Mr. Electric, is hiring all levels of electricians and paying to hire and train new ones.
Our compensation is probably some of the best in the Metroplex, if not the best. I would compare them to any company. We match 401k, employer-paid health insurance, vision, dental, you name it. We have a real good package.
Apply now, 817-585-2997, 817-585-2997.
We are back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show. Make sure you get in touch with me up here at 972-387-4600. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. And we've been around for 22 years here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Actually been around a little bit longer. We've been doing business as TexasLending.com since 1998. And happy to share with you your options of getting yourself a mortgage loan. 972-387-4600. That's the text line. Get your questions in now. I'll be happy to answer them for you. Here's a question. What are the options to remove a guarantor from a 30-year mortgage. So you have a person who's on your mortgage, and let's say you have you and another person are on a mortgage together, and you no longer want to be with that person, or you want to get that person off the mortgage. We don't know the reasons this person wants to get the other person off the mortgage, but they're both on it. They want to get one person off. I don't have all of your answers for you. I have the answers that I know, and so I can share with you some information on what I know. You can always talk to a title person, how to get a person off your title. But if you're on a 30-year mortgage currently, your options are to refinance the mortgage out of the other person's name and into your name. So you refinance them off of title and just into your name, as long as you qualify for a new loan. Harder to make that decision these days since rates are higher than they've been in the last 20 years or so. And so if you're refinancing, you're typically refinancing to a higher rate in most cases. So if you're trying to get that done in that way, you can always look to refinance it. The other way is you're, of course, going to have to pay off that mortgage. If you pay off the mortgage and you're both on title, of course, there's no more mortgage. And you can always have the other person sign title over to you. I don't know all the reasons you're trying to do this, but those are the only ways I know that you're going to get this person off of the mortgage. The lender approved both of you on the mortgage to make payment. And so hopefully you guys can work that out. Okay, do we do investor loans? They have an this person has an investment property they own free and clear, and they would like to borrow against it. We do investor loans. You can call TexasLending.com, find out how much cash you can get out of that property. Make sure you go online and apply today. One of our loan officers will call you here on Saturday. Our loan officers are around. They want to talk to you today. They're getting up on Saturday. They're working. They want to help you. Get in touch with them now. Online and apply at TexasLending.com. Next question. If you want to get your question in, text it now at 972-387-4600. Okay. I make $55,000 a year. Credit score is 735, $5,000 down, and about $18,000 in debt. Now, if there's $18,000 in debt, if that's credit cards, that could be about $500 or $600 a month or more. And the $18,000 in credit card debt could be close to $800 a month out of pocket. So this person makes $55,000 a year. So they make about $4,500 a month. So they're looking somewhere around, call it $1,100 to $1,200 mortgage payment. Question is, can they qualify for that mortgage payment with the other debt they have? We don't know that. But they do have options to take a look at it. You're probably looking at about $150,000 mortgage. And so that's where you'd find that mortgage payment, somewhere in there. And so, yeah, $4,500. Dollars a month. What are you talking? $1,500 a month payment. $1,500 a month payment. You're probably talking about $180,000, $200,000 mortgage if you get everything in line there for yourself. So it depends on your overall debt to income ratio. We have to make sure that that's in line. But if it's in line, that's about what mortgage payment you'd qualify for there with a $5,500 a month. In terms of monthly income. So make sure you call us at TexasLending.com. Be happy to help you out there. Get your questions in now, and I would love to answer them for you here on the show, and you can start that out at any time. Okay, here's one. Okay. $100,000 of annual income. How many of you make that in your household? $100,000. This is the trigger, though. 499 credit score. Zero down payment. The funny thing is, 20 years ago, this person may qualify. For example, you know, 20 years ago, in 2001, this is crazy, there were zero down loan programs. Zero down. This was what caused that financial crisis in 2008. There were zero down loans being done in 2001 with a 499 credit score. Zero down loans with a 499 credit score. That's what was being done. It was possible. So now 499 score. They want to know what kind of credit score they need to get a $300,000 house. And with your income, you should qualify for a $300,000 house with $100,000 a month or $100,000 a year of income. You should be able to qualify somewhere in that ballpark. But you're going to, I'd be shooting for credit scores above 620. And if you want the best credit scores, the best credit scores require a 780. The best credit scores, the best interest rates require a 780 score. The best mortgage rates require a 780 score for a conventional loan. If you're looking at FHA, you can get a 660 score. And typically on FHA, if you have a 660 or a 680 or a 720 score, you're typically going to find the same rate on an FHA loan, whether it's 660 or 760. Typically, you're going to find that you qualify for the same rate on FHA. When you get into conventional, once your credit drops below 780, every 20 to 40 points your credit score drops, you're looking at higher rates. So if you're at 780 versus 680, you might qualify for a quarter to 3/8% better rate if you have a 780 versus 680. If you're at 780 versus 620, you might be looking at a 0.5% better rate, or in some cases 0.75% better rate having a 780 versus a 620. This person, they have a 499 score. I would consider getting your scores up above minimum of 620. Start looking at your options for both FHA, conventional. Take a look. Once you get your credit scores up, start saving down payment, and we'll take a look for you to call us when your time comes at 972-387-4600 at TexasLending.com. Okay, get your questions in now, 972-387-4600, and I will answer them for you here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Now, this person wants to know, if they're trying to do cash-out refinance with a high debt-to-income ratio, but they want to use that cash to pay that debt down. So just know, everybody, that if you roll credit card debt into a mortgage, you still have the debt, right? We all know that. It's okay, you're paying off $50,000 of credit card debt. You want to roll it into the mortgage, because instead of paying 25% interest rates in your credit cards with advanced payments, you want to have better cash flow. You want to find a cash out refinance somewhere around 7-8% versus 25%, so that you can have better cash flow. And so they want to know how that works to roll that in there. What you're doing is you're reducing the debt payments. Maybe you're going to save $500 a month in payments. Maybe it's $1,000. Some people save $2,000 a month in debt payments to lower the amount they're paying monthly by lowering the interest rate. Instead of paying that money to interest, you're going to start paying it towards principal and paying the debt down faster. This person, it says the property's worth $290,000. They said it's $187,000 and the property's worth $290,000. Would it qualify if you're trying to get $187,000 in cash out? I don't know if you qualify because I don't know your credit score, but with a $290,000 home value and $187,000 loan, a cash out refinance may work, and it may work. And make sure you call TexasLending.com. One of our loan officers will get you fully pre-approved. Start that now. 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. Make sure you go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get to more of your questions. Get them in now. 972-387-4600. You're listening to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan.
DFW Restaurant Week is proud to partner with FedEx Office for our fourth course promotion. Spend $10 at any FedEx Office in DFW and request a fourth course certificate while supplies last. Redeem your free fourth course during DFW Restaurant Week. Restaurants serving a fourth course are listed at dfwrestaurantweek.com.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
Hi, Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. I know what it's like to have a lot of credit card debt. And you know what? I know what it's like to get it paid off. We want to help you lower your credit card payments with a cash out refinance or home equity loan. Lower the debt payments. Start today for that financial freedom at 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas, 77042. NMLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
There are five costly mistakes home sellers make in DFW. The top mistake is sponsored by Orchard, the modern stress-free way to sell your home. It's leaving money on the table. Orchard helps get you the most money for your home while making the selling process convenient and fast, with 80% selling in under 30 days. And Orchard helps get you top dollar by recommending and taking care of price-boosting upgrades and repairs with no upfront cost to you. Don't leave money on the table. Get a free, no-obligation offer at Orchard.com. That's Orchard.com.
RJ Schaub here. Fuck your friends at A1 Air, proud part of the Dallas Cowboys. Do not miss the Super Summer Savings Special. Up to $3,000 off a new heating and AC system. Payments as low as $79 a month. They never charge overtime, not on weekends, not on holidays, not for after hours. Up to $3,000 off a new heating and AC system. Payments as low as $79 a month. 1-800-NEW-COOL, 1-800-NEW-COOLER, A1Air.com.
Some restrictions apply.
You're sitting on a great interest rate on your mortgage, but you know what? Debt payments are real, and you need to make some choices. TexasLending.com is here to help. We can show you some options for the best rates and the best loan possible to lower your debt payments. At TexasLending.com, it's a home equity loan, cash out refinance, or a home equity line of credit. Find out what's best for you. Go online and apply. TexasLending.com.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas, 77042. NMLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Friends, are you working way too hard for way too little? There's never been a better time to consider a career in IT. You could enjoy a recession-resistant career in a rewarding field with plenty of growth opportunities and often flexible work environments. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new career in months, not years. Take classes online or on campus, and financial aid is available to qualified students, including the GI Bill. Now is the time at mycomputercareer.edu.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
You take on debt slowly and suddenly it gets ahead of you and you start panicking. Make sure you call TexasLending.com. Restructure your debt with a cash out refinance on your home or a home equity line of credit or a home equity loan. It starts with the experts at TexasLending.com. Get back control of your financial life. TexasLending.com.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas, 77042. NMLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller, and I want to share with you your options on a home mortgage. Anxiety-free, you know, that's what we all want. That's all I've ever wanted, is just to help people get the best financing you can get. You know, the world is abundant. You know, that's one of the things about this world, is a lot of these things we see on TV, they sell fear, they sell scarcity. There's a scarcity of love out there. There's a scarcity of money out there. When money is printed out of thin air, find an option for you. Find the people that believe in abundance. TexasLending.com wants to make sure that you know that there's an option to get a good deal. Start today at TexasLending.com. Here's a question that just came in. Wife and I want to buy our first home. Credit is around 700. Hers is around 670. As a matter of fact, they've updated their text, and it says they make $96,000 and the 680 credit. So figure that. And so she makes $96,000, And so we have a 96K and 92K, so about 188K, 15 grand a month. So we all know on this show, if you make $15,000 a month between the two of you, that one third of that's 5K a month. And so that's where you should be qualifying, somewhere around $5,000 a month for that mortgage. Says they both have student loans. The credit scores are between 680 and 720. So the question was, would it make a difference between a what's the difference between a conventional and a first-time loan? What is the difference between a conventional and a first-time loan? Well, a conventional loan is also a first-time loan. You can get a first-time home buyer under FHA, a first-time home buyer under conventional. Back in the day, 25, 35 years ago, it was a big deal about getting a first-time home buyer's loan. There are first-time home buyer loans available at 3% down under conventional. So if you're not a first-time home buyer, it's typically 5% down minimum on a conventional. If you are a first-time home buyer, and in the mortgage world, that means you haven't owned a home or you haven't been on title to a home in the past 3 years. If you have not been on title to a home in the last 3 years, you may qualify as a first-time home buyer. So the minimum would be 3% down on a conventional loan. That 3% down typically comes with higher mortgage insurance because you don't have as much down. And so in higher rates because it's only 3% down. So there are some good deals for first-time home buyers. You could put 5% down. You could put 10% down. You can put 15 or 20 or 30. You can put as much as you want to put down as long as you're putting down the minimum requirement. So I suggest to a lot of people that if you're buying a home for the first time, that you make sure you leave cash on the side for a rainy day in case one of you loses your job or if one of you has a medical situation or those kind of things happen. And so that you put as minimal down as you have to be able to get a good affordable payment. And then you can always put more down later on the house if you want to. You can always put as much principal into the home as you have available if you wish. And so find out what down payment requirements get you the payment that you want. And you can take a look at the different interest rates for free with free quotes from TexasLending.com. You can start that today. We'll not only give you one quote, we'll give you five quotes. We'll give you a 5% down quote, a 10% down quote. We'll look at FHA, see which one is best for you. So this person is going to qualify for a decent loan. We don't know how much your student loan payments are, but those will go into the qualifications. And so there's a conventional loan is a first-time loan, and an FHA loan is a first-time loan. If you're buying a home for the first time, it's just you qualifying for the first time. So, but that 3% down is for first-time home buyers on conventional. And so take a look at your rates and APRs, the difference between that and 5% and 10% down. We want to help you make good decisions. And make sure you not just buy a home, but are able to afford that home for now and into the future and make some memories there. Start with TexasLending.com or go online. Start there online at TexasLending.com or call 972-387-4600. Okay, interesting question. My girlfriend and I have been together for over 6 years. Hopefully your girlfriend's family does not have a shotgun around. They're not yet married, and so that's why the reference to the shotgun. We are wondering if it's possible to get approved together or if we have to be married. If so, is it possible to buy two separate houses at once? Kind of a weird question. You can buy a home together. If you both qualify and your credit scores are in line, you can buy a home together. My wife and I did that before we got married. And so, but we already knew what was going on there. And so we bought a home and we've been together for over 20, time is flying. We must be having fun for over 27 years now. You may qualify as long as your credit scores, your incomes are in line and the rest of the debt to income's in line, you may buy a home together. And so find out what you qualify for. Hopefully you're making a good decision there. And make sure that you have your back to the wall facing the door when you're at a family occasion with her if you are not yet engaged or married. So all kidding aside, start with TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Questions are coming in hot and heavy now. Credit score 740. Income $90,000. They have a $30,000 car. They have some student debt. They want to know what kind of house they qualify for. So this person's making around $7,500 a month. $2,500 house payment is what you might qualify for. And, you know, with that overall debt that you have, you got to take a look to make sure you get fully approved here. First-time home buyer. This person, let's go over this again. They make about $7,500 a month. So the mortgage might be $2,500 a month. That is one-third of their monthly income. $2,500 versus $7,500. $2,500, you might find a mortgage around $300,000. Somewhere in that ballpark, after you get your taxes, your insurance, your homeowner's insurance, your mortgage insurance and such, make sure you get approved there. That $800 car payment, you want to make sure that your overall debt-to-income ratio stays under a certain amount. That's going to be with your car payment and your student loans. We'll have to make sure it fits in there. So we'll find out where it all fits. We'll make sure that you get qualified. Hopefully, we can get that done for you. We got to take a look. So make sure before you go out there looking or talking to realtors, and make sure that realtor starts with TDT Realtors, TDTRealtors.com, friendsoftexaslending.com. Okay, first-time home buyer. Here's another one. First-time home buyer. Credit score is 650. $10,000 for down payment. Close to making about $7,000 a month, about $6,600 a month. Is a $300,000 mortgage available? It's going to be tight. Your credit score is 650, so FHA is probably going to get you the best rate. I'm just going to say it right there, 650. You're probably looking at FHA for the best rate. At your income of $80,000 a year, you're making about $6,600 a month, so maybe $2,200 mortgage. You might be looking at a $260,000 loan maybe in there. So make sure you get fully approved there because you're on the edge with a $300,000 mortgage. It sounds like it might be a stretch. It might be possible depending on your overall situation there with your debts. It says you have $18,000 of total debt and you want your mortgage to stay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.